7. God's plan for us all. Christ consciousness. Know that and tell us, it is very light. We go about our business with God's light radiating out from us. All that we think and do carries out God's plan. All that we feel magnifies God's plan. All that we say in our speech exemplifies God's plan. So you see, our lives are totally interwoven in God's plan for earth. That's why we incarnated in Telos. We incarnated here to hold God's plan upon the earth plane until you, on the surface, could carry it out yourselves. God's plan is waiting for you. All you need to do is to plug yourselves into this light, and then you, too, will be radiating with the brightness of God. All is in readiness for you. The way has been paved from the streets of Telos, and now it is your turn to walk in the light, to bring forth God's plan to the surface, where your brothers and sisters are waiting in anticipation for the second coming of Christ. You are all light workers carrying the Christ consciousness within your souls. You are the Christ, and you have come again in this incarnation to bring the Christ energies to the earth, where they can permeate all life forms. So don't underestimate yourselves. Don't look to others to change your lives. Don't be afraid to claim your divinity. For it is you, my dear brothers and sisters, that will bring the light of ascension to the whole earth. And we here in Telos are working right alongside of you to complete God's plan for this age. We give you strength, we give you God's unlimited love, we give you light daily. Just focus on us here in Telos, and you can consciously feel this partnership and strength that is ever flowing to you. We await your conscious connection to us, and for the time when you will be permitted to visit us here in Telos. Then we will truly be one light emanating from the earth for all of the cosmos to see. Our love goes out to you in a grand display of light, using your divinity to navigate. We are joyous to be here with you at this time of Earth's cycle through the stars. Earth's path through the starry skies is taking her closer and closer to God, to the God presence that fills the universes and all space beyond. For God is indeed everywhere, everywhere imaginable, and encompasses everything. We, in Telos, learned this many eons ago, and it is this knowledge that allows us to grow deeper and deeper in wisdom. For all things are of God. This is quite a simple fact, and the acknowledgement of this can change your life. It has changed the life of all of us beneath the earth. Once we recognize this, we began to utilize its significance and ramification in our daily lives to our advantage, bringing us unknown joy and wealth. Those of us who believe in the divineness of life can bring our divinity into play to capture life's essence. We use our divinity to navigate, so to speak, our soul's purpose for incarnating. We use our divinity to steer us in the right direction on our soul's path to greater and greater heights, until we reach the apex of our soul's plan for this incarnation. You, too, can use the knowledge of your divinity to steer you through life's obstacles and maneuver you into your soul's path of light for this incarnation. For this is a very special incarnation, it is the culmination of all incarnations, and its outcome will lead you into the stars of God's grace. So travel with us, on the divine path to God, acknowledge ING your divinity every step of the way as we step together, one step from below and one step from above, in the divine walk through life, meeting as one in the stars. Question: why are there so many people on earth today? Our location is beneath MT Shasta in sunny California, where we live our long lives in harmony and in peace. You, too, will be living long lives when you move into the photon belt of light and receive its life rays of health and longevity. There is nothing to prepare for, since you will be aided fully, before this time of entry arrives. Know that you are on Earth at this time to assist all of humanity with its entry into the photon belt. All souls incarnating at this time have done so with full understanding of what is to happen. That's why there are so many people on Earth today, more than there ever was, because all souls want to be involved in these end times. All souls who ever incarnated on Earth have returned. You are one such soul. These end times can be met with harmony and joy, or fear and chaos. The choice is yours. We recommend that you view this with your eyes turned to God, while your feet walk the earth. For God is in full command of everything, and you are all in His hands. There is nothing to fear. Only joy and immense well-being will be the result of Earth's transition into the light. So, my brothers and sisters, be aware of your light. And be aware of us, your brothers and sisters, and tell us. And call to us when you are in need, for we are here for you. We are here for you to rely on us. Whenever you feel confused, just call on me, and I will soothe your hearts and ease your minds. My love is with you all.